I'm interested in talking to you about the visit. You visited the border, I guess, in early July.
I did. Second week of July, on a Monday, I did an all-day tour down in Brownsville, Texas. We visited with the CBP, Customs Border Protection, to see where they were kept. And so we were at a CBP facility initially, which is where we see the fencing. And it's a very, very large facility. And families were kept together there that we saw. This is a short-term facility. Before they are then moved, and we went to one of those facilities, we went to what was called Southwest Key, and a facility in Brownsville, where I saw 1,379 boys in one massive facility, a super Walmart that had been converted into like a big campus. Those boys, most of them are there without any adults.
And of course, there were a lot of reports they were not going to meet the deadline, that there were probably hundreds of families that were not going to be reunited in time. What have you heard about the reasons why that didn't happen?
So we were told these reasons initially, and then a number of members from the committee just went to what was called the Special Operations Center, which is like a command center in Washington, D.C., of the different agencies involved in the reunification. The challenges we have is that some parents were deported and are back in their countries, and now we either need to try to locate them, which could be difficult, or we also had parents who said they did not want to be reunited. It's so hard for any of us to even imagine that, but we have to remember all of these parents who brought their children here or who sent their children here without them are trying to provide a better life for them, trying to get them out of the horrific gang violence and the poverty in those countries. Then there are a group of people, HHS and our government looks at and tries to determine the criminal records of the people who say they are parents. That's a different issue. And if there are any red flags that come up, they're doing DNA testing, which takes a little bit of time to get those results.
So it sounds like you get the sense that a significant amount of those that were not reunited yet, there were justified reasons from the government to not get it done
in
time?
Well, the government is indicating there were justified reasons. I think the bigger challenge is probably with the group that were deported, that were already deported while their children were here.
And so obviously there's a lot going on. This is a complicated thing. But
it is.
If you had full control over the entire situation and unlimited resources, what would you do tomorrow to not fix it immediately, but get it on the right track?
We actually do need to continue to provide more resources down at the border. We need more people down at the border. We need more facilities at the border because we don't have enough facilities and people to handle the massive numbers that are coming to the border.
Do you think that's going to happen? Because this is obviously, this controversy has happened a little while ago at this point.
It absolutely
has. So the problem is evident.
And I'm very disappointed because I voted on an immigration bill that did add significant $25 billion of future funding, current and future funding for border security, which includes some wall, some fencing, more technology, more people, more infrastructure to support our massive problem at the southern border. We need to be compassionate. We need to be fair. It needs to be efficient. But I think if people saw what I saw and what people down on the border know, the massive numbers that come have simply overwhelmed our capabilities. Okay.
Thanks so much
Thank
for talking.
You. Thanks, Drew.